so it says, Gemara Samach Amar Rav and Brachas, Maisvel Azakein, that he heard a herd called Tzvacha Be'ir, and he said, Muftachani, I'm certain, Shein Zebesor Besi, that this screaming and shouting that's coming from the town is not from my house. V'olav HaKasav Amar. And with regard to that, the Pasuk says, Mishmua Ro'o Lo Yirah, Nachon Libo Batoch Bashem. So he says, so therefore Hillel said, Hillel wasn't afraid. He said, I know this cold tzvacha is definitely not from my house. Why? Because he's a Nachon Libo and he's Batoch Bashem. So I'm a Rava. Rava's like this. Kol Heichi the Darsh is like Rama Reshe Lesefe, just like he Darsh in that Pasuk. From the beginning to the end, Midrash Misefe Lereshe. So you could reverse, the Pasuk's reversible. And you can reverse the pasuk and also has a meaning. Okay, what is it? Misev Rashi. Nochon libo batuach b'shem. He who is nochon libo and is batuach b'shem, mishmor ro lo yira. All right. Okay, so we have to understand what the pasuk mean, and what's the what are the two meanings? It's reversible. Rashi says, what does it mean reversible? He says, Misha nochon libo, Misha nochon libo batuach b'shem, Mishmua ra lo yira. I mean, it seems to be the same thing. I mean, what's the other way? Mishmua ra lo yira, nochon libo batuach b'shem. I mean, so what's the first way and the second way? Okay, yes, you're right. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, oh, what? Midrash Mireish Lasefe. Yeah, Mireish Lasefe, Midrash Mishmua Lo Yira Vatam, because Nochon Liba Batuch Hashem. Misefe Lareshe Midrash Nochon Liba Batuch Hashem Mishmua Lo Yira. So what's the difference? Interesting Rashi. Rashi says, on Pasuk Zion, he says, Nochon Liba. What does it mean, Nochon Liba? So Rashi says, Nemon Libo Liotra. Interesting Rashi. Nemon libo liyotzer. What does it mean, nemon libo liyotzer? I mean, I think, in my opinion, that's really the whole yisod of Sefer Tehillim, really. It means to say that a person, nemon libo liyotzer, it means to say that a person really can't relate to God unless he knows that he's living b'derech emes. Nemon libo liyotzer means that the person knows. He can relate to God because he knows that it's Nemon Libo Liotzro. That what he's doing is Emes. Really, that's really the sod of Sefer Tehillim, really. Because that's what David Melech always says. He always says, and I know that my way is what I'm doing is Emes. I know what I'm doing is. So really, that's the whole link between man and God, actually, is Emes. A person must follow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be based on emes. Meaning that it can't be misfollowed just because a person wants his tithes to come true, and basically internally he's filled with sheker. I mean, there's no relationship. I mean, it's not a feeling. There's nothing. So even though it seems from Shlomo HaMelech that every tefillah of a person is right to anything, but you have to understand, and that's not really a true level. So it means to say, that's what it means, Nemon Libo Liyo, Nochon Libo. A person who's Nochon Libo is Nemon Libo Liyotro. He has a relationship with God. Okay, he has a relationship with God. So what does the relationship with God do? Basically, it does two things. It does two things. First of all, what it does is simply, it means to say that the person is sure that nothing really bad can befall him. Nothing bad can befall him, because the Torah maintains that there's hashgacha for a tzaddik, and it means to say whatever happens is. God is the only one. That knows the proper arrangement for an individual's life of the particulars that every individual finds himself in. So therefore, he knows that there really can't be anything bad happen to him. That's impossible. Okay? That's one thing. Okay? That's one thing. So Nochon li bo batoch b'Hashem means that one idea is that since he's batoch b'Hashem and he's Nochon libo, so he knows there's no reason to really be afraid of any particular event, because he knows that insofar as the world is concerned, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach on chayei adam. And therefore, whatever particularly you find yourself in, that's it. There's nothing bad. Okay? So that's one thing. The second thing is another thing as well, and that is Mishmur Ra'ala Yira Nachon Liba Batuch Bashem. It means like this. It means to say that he really doesn't care about the Shmur Ra. The Shmur Ra doesn't really concern him. Because the Shmur Ra is only something which other people value. But since he's Batuch B'Hashem and he knows that he's with the truth, so he's not concerned. He's simply not concerned. So it means there are two things. First of all, it means that he's not afraid. He has no fear of the event and the untoward event. Because since he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach al Chayei B'nei Adam, and Chayei Tzadik, so therefore he's not concerned. He doesn't have that the fear that it's going to happen. In other words, a normal person simply only recognizes the world of circumstance. That's the world that he recognizes, the world of circumstance. So therefore, if you see circumstances are going unfavorably, so immediately he becomes threatened. Okay. But a person that realizes that the circumstances are really controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when something appears to be untoward, he doesn't have the fright that the other person has, because he recognizes a different kind of a framework. And in other words, he recognizes the true framework behind the particular events. So therefore, the reaction of fright is inappropriate insofar as this event is concerned. Okay? So it means Nachon Libo Batuach Bashem is Mishmur Rola Yira. Why? Because since he recognizes that there is really a metaphysical reality behind the circumstantial reality that confronts him, he doesn't get concerned about the particular circumstance that may appear to be untoward. It looks familiar, but this is only one little event in a whole sea of events, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything. So therefore, the reaction of fright is inappropriate, insofar as what? Insofar as the event would normally appear. Now, as normally such an event would throw a certain fear into an individual. That's only because they're only dealing with superficial circumstantial framework. That's the only reality that they have. But since the person is Batuch B'Hashem, so therefore he recognizes a deeper reality behind this. So this is just one little thing. There's no indication of what the outcome is going to be. It's just one slight event. So he isn't frightened. He does not ascribe. He does not see the average person ascribes a causality totally to the circumstantial world. So therefore, things appear to go against him, so therefore he becomes upset, becomes frightened. But a person that recognizes that this is only a surface of a deeper reality, so you can't, he's viewing the world under a different framework. In that framework, he doesn't know, who knows? Only God knows which particulars are going to result in what. And what the particular concatenation of events are going to be. So therefore, the reaction of fright that a normal person would have is alien to this individual. Okay, that's Nochon Libo Batuach Bashem. Since that's the type of person he is, Mishmor Rola Yira. That's the second shot. That's Misefel Horeshia. Which means to say that he's not shocked. He doesn't have the reaction that the average person would have. Because he understands that there's a deeper reality, God's reality behind the events. He has a different framework. He recognizes a different framework. The first way, Mereshia L'Seifei. Okay. It means to say, it doesn't mean because he, I am changeable, but I mean, it's, you know, we start off a little different. But, you know, you have to learn this. It is not because he feels he's under the Ashgach and he's going to be successful. That, no. That's, I mean, that's one thing Chazon Ish wrote in the Sefer, a very good Sefer on Amun and Betachon, where he says, contrary to what everyone thinks, Betachon doesn't mean that you're sure it's going to come out the way you want. He says, that no one knows. He says, all it means is that you know. He says that Betachon is really Amuna, but it's Amuna in reality on an emotional plane. In other words, it's functional Amuna. Amuna are certain ideas, he says. And he says, Betachon means living those ideas. That's what he said. Okay. It's an interesting Chazanish. Yeah. So let me just clarify a point. Yes, so I'm not saying that he's saying because I'm a tzaddik, I'm under Ashgach, it's not going to happen. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that since is nachon liba b'toch Hashem, b'tochen means that the person is related to God in a certain way, certain realistic relationship. Okay, so therefore he has this knowledge, and therefore he does not react the way the normal person would react to something that appears to be untoward. Of course, he realizes this is a surface. That's just a surface phenomenon. Okay. I am not saying that a person who has bitachon and a guy is lifting up a gun and attempting to kill him, that he's not going to have any reaction. I mean, it's nonsensical. I mean, I'm not talking about that. Of course the person has to realize he's in a time of danger and he has to react to the danger. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, Mishmor ra means you hear something and right away you're upset. You hear, this looks bad. That reaction is only appropriate if you recognize only one reality, namely the surface circumstantial world. Okay, that's what it is. Mishmua ra loy. What does it say? Mishmua ra. What does it say? It doesn't mean to say a guy's not going to be afraid if a guy's attacking him with a knife, trying to kill him. I mean, of course he has to react with fear and he has to be fearful and react. That's normal emotions. I'm not talking about that. Talking about mishmura. Mishmura means that you hear something and you start saying, whoops, this looks bad. People guide themselves what they hear. You hear this and, oh, this looks bad. Now it's bad. That's only an individual who only recognizes circumstantial surface phenomena. But Batur Nachlin Batur Hashem, he doesn't react to that. It's a different sphere. Who knows? It's a different sphere. It's like the Medrash of Akiva. He lost his donkey, he said, Kol Mavim Erchon L'Tav, because the donkey would have braids and then they would have killed him. So a person who only lives by the circumstantial, everything he interprets right away. This is bad, this is good. Person that knows that there is another framework behind it, he doesn't react that way. It's a different kind of reaction. That's Nochon Libo B'Toch B'Hashem, Mishmor Ra Lo Yira. Not afraid of Shmor Ra, because he knows that that's not the surface world is nothing. I mean, that's what Gemara is called tzvacha. Called tzvacha means you hear something. Oops, this is this. You connect. Exactly. It's not talking about it. It's exactly. It's not a Shmor Ra if a guy has a knife around your throat. That's not a Shmor Ra. I mean, that's a serious situation. Yeah, that's exactly. This is the important thing. This is the cold tzvacha. It means you hear something. Oh, that's happening to me. Look what's happening. You know, my whole world is tumbling. Okay, that kind of reaction is not appropriate to a person that's batuch b'Hashem. This is a bigger framework. And you don't react. Al tirim pachat pisom. That's it. Okay? Mishal shen yisavah. That's it. Yeah. People always live on the edge. You know what I mean? They're sitting on the edge of their seat, so to speak. You know, they say, oops, this looks bad. This is good. And what they do is that they give importance, more importance than is due in reality to certain little events. Okay, that's because to them the whole world is a circumstantial world. That's the point that the Nachon Libo Batuach Bar Hashem is Mishmor Ralayira. Okay. That's a filler ratio. In my opinion, I mean, that's the second one. Now, what's the first one? First way is Mishmor Rola Yira. Why Matam? Because Nochon Libo Batuch B'Hashem. Now, what does that mean? In other words, fear. Fear is based on a misappropriation of energies into a certain superficial reality. In other words, what you're doing is you're investing a certain incident with a quantity of emotion that's inappropriate according to the realistic world. Realistic world meaning God's world. B'tuach B'Hashem. That's what it means. Okay? Now, what's the other way? The other way is Mishmor Lo Yira. Why? Because Nochon Libo B'tuach B'Hashem. Okay. See, to me, that has two meanings. First of all, it has the simple meaning is that Mishmor Ra Lo Yira, he's not afraid, he's not concerned about a Shmor Ra, because he's Nochon Libo B'tuach B'Hashem, means that that world of the plain shot, that world of the Shmuos Ros, that's not the world he lives in. Okay, that's what I mentioned before. That it means that he lives in the world where he has a relationship with God. And Kol Ma'adam Rachman L'Tav. So therefore, it doesn't concern him. It doesn't concern the person. See, in other words, that's a different concept. The concept is that Mishmur, since his Nachon Libo B'Torah, his energies are invested in his relationship with God. So therefore, in terms of the dynamics of his psyche, you see, the dynamics of his mind, the Shmua Ra is nothing. Okay, that's a different concept. Okay, that's because it's Nachon Libo B'Torah B'Hashem. As Nachon Libo B'Torah B'Hashem, it means that's the world in which he lives. So what does he care about the Shmor Ra? It doesn't really affect him. His energies are not invested in that area. It's a different idea. The first idea is how a person sees events and reacts to them. Okay, the second idea is a different concept. He is not in that world. I mean, because his energies are essentially invested in his relationship with God. And the other things don't really bother him. Okay, so that's one pshat. And Mishmor Matam, Mishmor Lo Matam. What's the reason? Because Nachon Libo B'Torah B'Hashem. Okay. The only thing that won't answer is the Gadat. Right, the Gadat. Because he says that Shama Kol Tzvacha, and he says, I know it's not from my house. Yeah, if you're gonna say it this way, and this is, in my opinion, it is a shomikra, but apparently the Chazal held it as another interpretation of Nochon Libo B'Torah B'Hashem, which fits into the story with Hillel. Okay, right. Well, what is that? What is that? I think what it means is like this. It means that he heard a kol tzvacha. What does a kol tzvacha mean? Kol tzvacha means that there's some kind of arguments. Is bickering. It means that the people have been reduced to a certain kind of a level, a base level of existence. Kol tzvacha. Kol tzvacha is not a rational kol. Kol tzvacha is a kol that's a reaction, emotional reaction. See, that's what kol tzvacha is. So it says, a person that lives according to Midas Emes, he knows that certain things just can't be. Certain things just can't be. Because they can't be related to him, because he knows that he lives a certain kind of a life. So I believe what Chazal was saying is that that's the pshat they were saying from the pasuk. Mishmua ra lo yira, it means that it's got to be... he's not afraid of Shmor Ra, because the worst it could be is just an appearance, but the reality of the Shmor Ra can't have any basis, because he's not going to leave over to Hashem. So therefore, that's what it means. So he means, I know this can't be for my ass, because he knew that his Mesora of the Derech Emes was by the people in his house. They took on the whole Derech HaMasara, and therefore it can't be. It's just an appearance. It's just an appearance, and that's basically another pshat in the pasuk. Mishmua ro'o lo yira nachon libo Hashem. It means if there is a shmua ro, he knows himself that there can't be any basis to it. There can't be any basis to it. So it has to be a sheker. So what do Chazal say? Sheker ein lo reglayim. Sheker ein lo reglayim. It means to say that it's a funny thing, but in this world it works like this. Sheker comes out with a tremendous force. Tremendous shmor ra. People come out, they want to destroy the reputation, comes out with a tremendous force, because everybody wants to hear something bad about somebody. Especially somebody that's in a prominent position. So it has a tremendous attraction. In the beginning, it's very... It takes on a tremendous life of its own, a center of attraction in everybody's mind. Okay, it's very forceful. The MS is slow creeping. MS may aretz titzmach. It comes up from the ground slowly. See? But what happens is, in the end, sheker in l'raglayim, the lie really has no basis, and the MS is revealed. So mishmua ra lo yira nochon libo batuach b'Hashem. Means he knows that he's living according to the midas emes. So he isn't concerned about the shmua ra. You know, shmua ra really, it's temporary. It's an appearance, but there's no reality to it. So the Gemara applies that to the same thing to the kol tzvacha. What's the kol tzvacha? The kol tzvacha is also an appearance. I mean, it sounds like something may be happening over here. Right? It sounds like it. But he knows that in reality this can't be. He knows he's nochon libo b'toch b'Hashem. So it's just an appearance, another appearance. So the Gemara really is using that third pshat. See, the third pshat the Gemara is using for the pasuk. So really, the way we're learning now, there are three pshatim in the pasuk. The first one was misefa l'reishei, which means that the reaction of a person like that is not the same reaction, even with regard to realistic events. And the other way, the second way, is that the mireshe l'seife is in terms of the individual's dynamics of his soul. Okay, it doesn't affect him. But there's another pshat the Gemara is using over here, namely that a person that lives with MS is not afraid of appearances. It is bad. It looks bad. It sounds bad. You know, no problem. But the fact is that since he's nochon libo b'toch b'Hashem, he knows that it's just the sheker is in lo reglayim, and therefore eventually the MS has to come out. He's not upset. Doesn't bother. It's just a shmor. That's the pshat the Gemara really is using in the story of Hillel. Yeah, because both pshatim are true. I mean, both pshatim are true. Okay. It's if you're in a town and your family's in a town and you hear a kol tzvacha, so you should get scared. Maybe it's from my house. But if you know deeper, it's just an appearance that it may be from my house. But in reality, it's not. That's right. So basically, there are three benefits in this life for a person that's a nachon libo. One benefit is he doesn't react to a circumstantial phenomena. Ultimate pachad pisom, shor shem kisavo, doesn't react to it. Second thing is that really he is insulated against harm because of the way his internal life is organized. So things that bother and would destroy other people don't bother him. Okay? And the third way is the actual benefit of the fact that he knows certain things cannot be happening in his life. It's el dvan she'odam ocho perasim b'olam hazev, I can't keyem es l'olam haba. Means to say there are certain things that the Karen is really in terms of the existence of the soul, but it also has benefit over here too. Basically, that's what Davin Amalek is saying, that the individual's nachon libo has a different reality. I mean, you remember the story with Manus, what was his name? Bar president, right? Right. So he was a guest of honor at our dinner one year, right? but he killed himself, committed suicide, slashed his wrist. Why? Because of Shmura, and that's what the Jordan basically. He knew that it's going to get out, and that's it. And that, because an individual like that, the politician, that's his whole life. He has nowhere else to go. That's his whole life. If you take that away from him, he's no existence. There's no inner existence in reality. Existence is tied completely to the opinions of others. That's the politician, basically. That's his whole life, his whole essence. And therefore, if he loses that, he's suicidal. But the Nachon Libo B'toch B'Hashem as a whole, you can't even compare the, of course, the quality and the intensity of the kind of life that the tzaddik has to the superficial, momentary joys of the individual like the politician. I mean, it's incomparable qualitatively. But aside from that, aside from that aspect, the fact is that the one will be totally destroyed by a certain thing, basically shmoro, and the other one may not affect it. Let's see. Yeah, the Gemara, that fits him perfectly. The Gemara says later that you're supposed to be afraid. The right story over there. Yeah. So what do you want to say? Asher mafachi tamei. It's good for a person to be afraid. Gemara says, I hope it's the right torah says. That's not talking about an emotional fear that everybody experiences. That's talking about when it comes to the right torah. Yeah, then the guy should be afraid. He should be afraid of forgetting his torah. So he should be choser. He should always be choser on his torah. That's a good fear. Different kind of, that's a metaphysical fear. Metaphysical fear is okay. In other words, when we say that we're saying most of his life. In other words, it's a tremendous difference. Doesn't mean nothing will ever bother him, but what will bother him is a fraction of 1% of what everybody else spends 100% of their time on. That's not a benefit? In terms of a man's question of a Yira Yaakov Moavei Yetzelah, without the Rambam shot, the Rambam says that it was a chasar on his part. Yaakovinu had a problem. He had a little bit of a lack courage. That's what I think basically the Rambam, the reason why the Rambam says it is not just based on that pasuk, but I think it's based on the incident that took place later with the Malach. You know, that there was it wasn't just him. I mentioned the Rambam. But anyways, it's tied to that. It's not just tied to the one of those. But of course, the Pshutosh, even if you didn't use the Rambam's Pshat, just Pshutosh or Mikra, still the person confronts you and wants to kill you. I mean, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be frightened. I mean, he's not a Malach. I mean, a human being. But it's talking about in general. Most people don't spend their lives or a large part of their lives being confronted by serious, dangerous actions. Most people go through their lives without even ever confronting it at all. And people that do, it's a rarity. We're talking about most of human life. Okay? At the end of the Gemara says that if you're afraid, the Gemara says that in other words, Nune Asnach. So he sighed. Amale Yisurim Bayu Gavalasi Anafshe. So you want to bring Yisurim on yourself. So he quotes the pasuk from Eov. Which he says ki pachad pocharati vayesoyeni vasher yogorti yovoli. So the question is, so what does it mean ki? So the pasuk shouldn't have said ki pachad pocharati vayesoyeni. It's like he should have said asher pocharati bolai. Well, I was afraid of him. He says no ki pachad pocharati vayesoyeni. The implication is because I was afraid. So there, that's what Chazal is saying. That there's another benefit in the person being Nachon Libo Tov Hashem is not afraid. Why? Because the fear itself is something which really destroys the person emotionally, and then Yisurim Banalav. So the fear itself destroys the individual. It means the stress from the fear itself, and also that's a Yisurim Banalav. It means there's not. That's right. Tosa, and that's Pshutosh HaMikra. That because he was afraid, a lot of times because a person's afraid, so he does certain activities, leads him right into the trap. If he wouldn't have been so emotionally involved, he could have escaped. But that's Kipachat Pachati Ve'Yasayeni. That the person's irrational reaction leads him right into the trap. Had he not been concerned, he would have been okay. But over here, but the Gemara says Yisurin. It means to say that emotionally, that the stress emotionally brings you some money. Asher yagorti yavali. It means to say that things that he was always afraid of, not necessarily from here, but things he was always afraid of happened to him because of the fact that he was emotionally distraught, and it actually destroyed him physically. Okay, and there's a similar idea. There's a few places in Shas have the same idea. And a few places in Shas. The Maharsha actually is very good because he shows you where the sources are. But anyways, you have it in Brachas, and you have it in Nida, and you have it in Sanhedrin, really. Three places, they have the same idea. Okay. Same idea. Gemara Brachas, interesting. Gemara Brachas, we'll get to the Gemara Brachas too. I mean, you know, Chazal, you have to search all over. Not just, you can't go by just one place. But anyways, Gemara says, I guess, the story, the famous story of Nocham Ish Gamzu. And then the story of Rabbi Kiva, you have the story of Kiva and Brachas. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Amai Karolei Nochem Ish Gamzu. Gemara in Tainus Chafal from an Alef and Sanhedrin Kufches on the base. Okay. Kuf, and it's in Chelik. Okay. So yeah. So Gemara says like this. Amai Karolei Nochem Ish Gamzu. So it says, first the Gemara says that it was a big Bal Yisurin, and the famous Chazal, all about Bal Musa, always quote this, Tangu Shitza Musa, but the serious Bal Musa, you know, quote this, the story before. It was a Bal Yisurin, tremendous Bal Yisurin. You have to understand that Chazal also. I mean, it's not a Chazal that you can extrapolate from, because it's dealing with Tzadikim Gemurim. The Rambam says, and the Rambam makes a clear point of that what a certain Tana, a certain Chocham, a certain Tzadik did, you can't extrapolate from that, because there's a particular Cheshbainus that he had. Not so simply like a read-through story, you think you understand it. Not so much as a Pasha. Okay? Because the Gemara says, you assume that Nochem Ish Gamzu, he brought upon himself. You have to understand what that means. Right? Okay. But anyways, but the Gemara says why they called him Nochem Ish Gamzu. So why did they call him Nochem Ish Gamzu? So the Gemara says the kol milsdav esalkalei, everything that every occurrence, every event, Rashi says, kol davar hamaorelei, anything, any happening that occurred to him, omar gamzu l'tova. So he said gamzu l'tova. All right. So one time the Jews wanted to appease the king, okay, the government, and they wanted to send a present. I mean, to appease him. Amru, so they said, Man Yezel, who should go and represent us? So they said, Yezel Nochem Ish Gamzu. Let's let Nochem Ish Gamzu go. Why the Melumed Benisim? Because he knows how to, he understands. He knows. I mean, literally, he knows Nisan. He knows. He's learned in the area of Nisan. Okay. Shadru biyodei. So they sent in his hands. They gave him mole siftav davonim tovos umargolius. So they gave him like a whole satchel full of precious stones, pearls. Diamonds, okay. Azali went bas bahudira, so he slept in this in this lodge. Balilia kamu hanach diurai. So at night time the proprietors got up. The shaklinu was sifte. So they empty out a satchel was full of jewels. Malinu ofra. And they filled it up with dirt. I'm taking out the parentheses. It doesn't make sense. And it's Kimata Hasam. So when he came there, Sharinu Lesifta, so they opened up his satchel, Chazinu the Malo Afra. So they saw it's filled with dirt. Bo Malko Lemitalinu Lakulu. So the king wanted to kill everybody. Amai says, Kamachaychu biyidoi. The Jews are making fun of me. They're mocking me. Okay. Amar, so he said, Gamzu l'tava. Okay. Also Eliyahu. So Eliyahu came ad melei kechad minayu and made himself appear like one of the king's men. Amalei, and he said to the other men, Dil moho afra me afra davrom avuhonu. Maybe this dirt is from the dirt of their father, the grandfather Avram. The Chiyav Ishadi Afra, Avasaitha, Gili Yavagiri. When he would throw dirt, so he would come a sword, and the when he throw the straw, I guess the dirt that they filled up, they weren't very careful. Dirt and straw filled it all, something. So he says, when he threw the straw, so it became arrows. Yechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Yitin kofa chabo, kikash nidof kashto. All right? Apparently they weren't surprised that they knew a Pasuk in Jayov. But anyways... So, have yechoda medinsa. There was one medina, lo matzul mechbesha. They couldn't capture this medina. Okay. Bodku minei. So they tested, they did an experiment with this dirt. The kafshua. And they captured it. They were successful. Ailu rabbei ginzei. So then they went back to the treasury house. Umalu l'sifte avonim tovo sumargolios. Vishadru biyakor rabba. So they filled up everything he had with, filled up his satchels with jewels. Okay, with jewels. And they sent them with a whole entourage, tremendous covet. He also, when they, on the return trip, Bisu Bahudi Yura. So they decided, so I guess it was midpoint, so they slept over in the same motel, the same inn, the same lodge. Amrulay, so the proprietor said, My ice is Badoch, Tavdlochi Karakulahai. What did you bring to them? They're giving you so much covet? Money, covered, everything. Amalu, so he said, my deshakli mehacham tilhasam. Whatever I took from here, I brought over there. So sasru l'dirayu, so they immediately took apart their houses, they destroyed their houses. Vamtinu l'bei malka. I guess that they wanted to get as much dirt as they could. So they knocked the houses down, they took the dirt and they filled it up, barrels full of, carts full of dirt. And they brought it to the king, Amrulay. They said, Hi, Afra da Isi, this dirt that he brought, the Daisi Hocha that he brought here, Mididonu, this was our dirt. So we have, we're the ones that had the whole thing over here. But Kua, so they tested that dirt. Below Ashkechua. Didn't work. The Katlinu Lanaf Diroi. So they killed the proprietor. They killed those innkeepers. So, yeah, interesting story. Interesting story. Sure, there's no end to the greed, huh? Not only they stole his jewels, but couldn't stand that he was successful. You made money? Right. Yeah. So that's the story. So of course a few things that you have to understand in the story. Alright? First of all, it seems like a contradiction. Why? Because on the one hand they're telling you that he was Ishgamzu, everything was Gamzu Latovo. Right? On the other hand, he's Maluma Benisim. Right? So yeah, I could also say Gamzu Latovo if I could do anything like that. I mean, the story, the miraculous aspect of the story, is in direct opposition to the ethical principle, because the ethical principle is to teach you, person should always say Gamzu L'tov, like the story with Rabbi Akiva, right? And over here, the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, right? You know, the story of Rabbi Akiva. The story of Rabbi Akiva really is more of a natural story, okay? The story of Akiva, same idea, is, Gemara says, Gemara in Brachas, says that, Lo'olam ye'edam roga lomar kol davar rachman l'tav avid, whatever Kosh Baruch Hu does for good. Ki hod Rabbi Akiva davar kozol borchas, traveling on the road, mokol lahim maso. So he came to this town, Boris Pizza, he wanted to stay over in the inn, Lo Yavule. There was apparently no vacancy. Omar, he said, Kol Gav Rachman Latav. Okay. Ozul Abbas Badavra. So he went and he slept in the desert, wilderness. Vahava Bade Tanagola Vachamar Shraga. Okay, he had three things. He had the rooster, and he had a donkey, and he had a lamp. Also Zika Kavila Shraga. So a wind came along and blew out the lamp. Also Shunro. Okay, Achle the Tanigon. A fox came and ate the chicken. Also Ayahu Hamra. A lion came and ate the donkey. Ama, called of Rahman Latav. Okay. Babylonian that night, also Geisa Shavilamasa. That night, so a legion came and captured the troops came and captured the town. Ama Lahu. So he said, Lav Amri Lahu Koma Shosa Korbahu Latav. I call it over. Didn't I say that everything that God does is for good? Okay. So that's really, I mean, basically the story of Akiva. Same thing. I mean, Nachum Ish Gamzu wasn't the first one that had that idea. Not Nachum Ish Gamzu invented this idea. Because Gemara says, Lo Yedem Ragel Loma Kolda Rachman L'Tav of it. It's a general principle. Okay, it's a general principle. Yeah, but people think, somehow or other, people, as I said, and I'll show you the principle of Chazal, trying to teach an important idea there. But as I said, people, I mean, think that these stories of Chazal, you know, are just like simple stories, you know. I just had somebody wanted a paskin and a shalom from an art scroll story. I mean, a paskin and a hole in me again with regard to an hug of Tron. You have to know what we have a system here, the system of him. Chazal say that these stories, the agadits, were neatly kosei. They were given over to Chachmei Yisrael. They have to be understood by Chachonim. Wasn't given over to Hamon. Now today, that's really a tremendous tragedy. Today, every fool has an English translation. He thinks he understands the story. Yeah. Okay. So the question we raise like this: so the Gemara in Brachas is showing you a principle. And over here. When you read the Sipur HaMaisa with regard to Nachum Ish Gamzu, it's an absolute contradiction. Of course, if I knew Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, he's going to take dirt and make it into a weapon. I mean, a new weapon. Of course, I'll say Kol Ma'adav Rachman L'Tav. There's no chiddush. I mean, it's on the contrary. Yeah, so what exactly? So the story of Rabbi Akiva really is easy to understand. The question is what the story with Nachum Ish Gamzu. Yeah. So I want to say something else also. And that is that whenever you learn a chazal, chazal is in the framework of Kol HaTorah Kula. So you can't run after a chazal and throw away psukim in the Torah. I mean, it's like the Rambam said when they asked him about astrology. So he says when you know something, when a person knows something through knowledge, you don't go running after a Maimah Chazal. And if I know something, that's it. I mean, you can't. If I know what lightning is, I mean, you can't say there's a Chazal that says lightning is this and that. So therefore, you have to. There's certain priorities. There's a system of analysis. It's Chochmas. Everything is Chochmas Hashem, and you have to know how to approach it. And the same thing with a Chazal. You can't take a Chazal and throw away Pesukim of the Torah. I mean, by Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu, when the brothers came back, and they said, Torah, Torah, Yosef, Vayamoin, Lisnachem, Vayomer, Ki Eired, O Bini, Ovel, Shola. Why didn't he say Gamzul Tova? Did I say Gamzul Tova? Okay. And then when the brothers came back, and he says, Yosef, Inenu, Vishimon, Inenu, Loma, Ariosim, Lila, Hagid, Loish, why do you say that? Gamzu L'tova. Yosef and Shimon is also L'tova. Right? And then it says, and then the Pasuk says, and finally they had to work a way out. They felt it was the rational thing would be to go back. And Reuven tried to work with his father, and it didn't work because he was over emotionally involved. He said something that didn't make any sense. So Yaakov dismissed him. Vayera b'ni imachem. Okay, and then Yehuda said. Then Yehuda finally said, "Hamten lezaken sheyichlo mazam an abayis." Approached it with chachma. Finally, he said, "Okay." Yaakov Avinu said, "Okay." So it's an interesting thing, by the way, over there, because really Reuben said, "Shnei bonai tamis and lavin alecha." So Yaakov Avinu said, "This is a son of a fool because they're my grandchildren."
Of course, he didn't mean literally, but he meant it's a stupid statement. I mean, even jest the word didn't make any sense. So you see that he's emotional. But by Yehuda, what did Yehuda say? Yehuda really said something different. And he said nothing, basically. He didn't give him anything. He said, "V'chatasi lavi kol hayomer." That was better than anything. So it shows you really that what could you give him? I mean, it shows he gave him himself, that he's makir the responsibility and the chait, and that's the biggest thing that he can give anybody. That's the biggest thing he can give anybody. But anyways, okay, himself, he gave himself. But anyways, getting back to this. Yeah, so you don't see in the Torah, you don't see, but what Moshe Rabbeinu said in this week's parasha, right? So there's a kind of a fool. I mean, that he sees a Maimah Chazal and he just thinks he's going to apply it everywhere, just stop everything. Now everything's Gamzul Tava. You have to understand that there's chachma over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was bigger than Rachamish Gamzo. Okay, Reuben, and Yonivar. And when the brothers went back and they said, Mazos also Lakimlanu. Mazos also Lakimlanu. In countless places. You know, sometimes a certain kind of simpleton that just takes a Maimah Chazal and just thinks he's applying it anywhere. Now everything Gamzul Tava. It's nonsense. You have to understand what the Gemara means. You have to understand what Chazal means. Okay. Yeah. What Chazal means really is something which is very deep and which requires a certain level of Odom. Requires a certain level. Chazal were in the highest level of perfection, Shleimus HaOdom, and requires, what Chazal is teaching you is an idea. It requires a certain Shleimus HaOdom. What is the idea that Chazal are teaching? Let's get to the idea. The idea that Chazal are teaching is that a person, the average person, is really very short-sighted. What happens is that he thinks he knows which events really offer his benefit. It's a claw. It's a person thinks that way. Person thinks. He gets something, something happens to him, shocking, it's untoward. So he gets rattled. I mean, his emotions get thrown. He gets thrown by the situation. Ah, it is a terrible thing. Doesn't realize that he's very, very, man by definition, is very, very short-sighted. Very little that we really could see in terms of how one event affects another event. In the long chain of event, we really have no vision, practically. I mean, but nevertheless, we conclude, based upon what we hear, we conclude, and we jump to the idea of whether the thing is good or bad. We all make these judgments. And really, it's unfounded. It's logically it's unfounded. Logically, it's unfounded. Have no right to make these, to jump to these conclusions. The Gemara gives. There's Gemara in Hamapelas. Gemara says, indeed, there are two guys wanted to go on a business trip. So in those days, you went on a business trip, you went on a ship. So one fellow had something, he damaged his foot, and he couldn't go on the business venture. Apparently, it was a good business venture, would have made a lot of money. So Hischa Machar from Agadev started cursing, he was upset. And then he found out 2 days later, the ship went down. Ah, says Meshabeach. Shevach Vaidaya. Okay. Well, what does it mean? It means that if he were really on a high level of Shleimus HaOdom, he would recognize. That's what Gemara says, actually. Cites this Gemara. The Gemara says, even a Baal Nes is not Makir Beniso. The Gemara says, La'ose Niflos Gedolos Levado Ki Lolam Chasam. He's only a Kadosh Baruch who knows the Nes. And it's Levado. Chesed Hashem is based on God's infinite knowledge and not on the man's small knowledge. So that's what he wants. Afilu Baal Nes ain't a Makir Beniso. He doesn't know. So really, if the person were rational at the time, he wouldn't get upset. The person on a very high level, And he had lost a tremendous business venture. It could be this person was a nitzrach. I mean, he was suffering. His family was suffering. He needed money. And he had a tremendous opportunity. Here was the opportunity. Okay? So emotionally, something happened. He damaged his foot. He couldn't go. The guy's going to be thrown into a state of tzar. But worry on a really high level, he would have been indifferent. He would have been indifferent. He wouldn't have been rattled by the situation. I don't know. I don't know the chain of events. Everything, we live in a sea of events, and we don't know, and we shouldn't jump to conclusions. We shouldn't jump to conclusions. But you can't help it. It's the teva ha'adam. Teva ha'adam is that a person, thinks he's very convinced in his myopia, in his short vision. His short-sightedness, he a certain conviction is there. This is good, this is bad. This is good, this is bad. It's simple. Okay? Yeah. It takes a very great individual, a person that really has reached a tremendous level of shleimus ha'odom, not to be affected by situations. Not to be affected by situations. Situations, and a situation when it affects a person, Nerub Shah, we said, by Chazal say that... Then Akol Holachachar Pishram by a Chalom. And I said the Pshat, it doesn't mean Akol Holachachar Pishram. It was only if you give the Pishram his main Chelma. Okay, that's not such a poshita thing when Chazal say this. But what Chazal is saying is, a lot of times Chazal say Akol doesn't mean everything. It means it's a big factor. It's a big factor. You can't hang on a word. There's a lot of Chazal like that. But anyways, So what it means is that the person who has his dream interpreted in a bad way and is convinced it's bad, that itself is a self-fulfilling prophecy. That itself is going to ruin him. It's going to ruin him. When the Sar Ofrim went before Paro, he was not in a good frame of mind. You see, and Paro could recognize this, and the Pisron itself affected him and was responsible for his bad verdict. Okay, so it was a big factor. Big fact. So that's the same thing of it. People are affected by situations. People get undone emotionally by situations. So that's why Chazal said, except the person is on a very high level of Shleimus Adam, and he's on a level. It's on a level of recognition. It's a level of Yediyas Hashem, basically. That's what it is. A level of Yediyas Hashem, and his whole life is he lives his life in a certain way. I mean. That's what we one time said. Betochen is not just a simple emotion. Betochen means a whole different type of existence. It's a whole different relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I tell a person, have betochen. It's a level of shleimus adam. Level of shleimus adam. David HaMelech was a Baal Betochen. Yes.
Robert says
it's like a second. Sorry, says that. Okay, very good. Good. Yeah. You go read it. Yeah, we're working ourselves to take a look at them. Okay, so the point is like this. So now you understand what Chazal said. What Chazal said is that the average person, even a person who's on a somewhat of a level, I mean, even a person of Ben Torah, I mean, on a certain level, but still he can't avoid the fact that he constantly makes determinations. What's good, what's bad. What's good, what's bad. By the way, it strikes him. It's only a person... That has a certain level of Yedias Hashem is Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lesfunoso in Cheker. I mean, he lives in that world, so that person doesn't get rattled by situations. So the Gemara says, well, they had to send somebody to the Kesa. So they said, who should we send? They said, send Nochem Ish Gamzu, the Melumed Benisim. What does it mean? He's Malumah Benisim. Doesn't mean he knows how to do Nisim, so then there's not his Gamzo. But no, Malumah Benisim, that's what it means, Malumah Benisim. Because the Gemara, that's what the Masha cites the Gemara. The Gemara in our Pella, it's beautiful. But the Gemara says, Afilu Baal Nes Ein Amake Beniso. Means Malumah Benisim means that he knows how to see the surface phenomena. He could tell he's a tremendous Chacham, and he's the best at analyzing something. And he doesn't get shaken by different changes of events. He's sent to the Kesa. You have a whole slew of enemies there trying to destroy Sonny Israel, basically, and trying to appease them. You don't know what's going to happen. And if the person loses his equanimity, he loses his mental balance for a moment is going to be destroyed. I mean, he won't be able to stand up. So Chazal said, but there's one person that we know that doesn't get affected by changes that appear, have the appearance of being bad. That's Nachum Ish Gamzer. And that's what I called him, Nachum Ish Gamzer, because he was on that level. He's on the level. So what happened was, and then here Chazal speak cryptically. Again, I mean, where Chazal spoke, where Chazal wrote, you have to unravel what they're saying. I'll tell you what my interpretation is. You don't have to agree with it. I mean, you can say you have a different interpretation, but I'll give you my interpretation. Now, what happened was like this. What happened was, see, Malum Benisim again. Malum Benisim doesn't know, it doesn't mean he knew how to do Nisim. Know how to do Nisim is what I call it, is not on the level. Malum Benisim is he understood, like the Marashah says. He understood he was makir, afilu balnese in a makir beniso. He was a makir. Or the highest level attainable insofar as Shlemus or Adam is concerned. So therefore what happened was, when he went to the Kesar, and they opened up the satchel and they saw dirt, so he realized right away that these guys switched took away his jewels. Somebody else would have been completely destroyed. That's it. The whole thing, Klal Yisrael, they put together millions of dollars to appease the Melech, and now you open it up and it's dirt. I mean, the person would be basically finished. That's it. And then the the counselors who were around the Melech, they said, "You see that? Machaycha b'yudoi. This was all a joke to spit in your face, basically to mock you." So somebody else would have been completely ruined. But Nachum Ish Gamzer realized that in every situation, you could never tell, as bad as it looks. I mean, if a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, places an individual in a place, in a situation where the challenge for man is to use his chachma, to be able to extricate himself from the situation. And if he does, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. And that's exactly the challenge of life. So Chazal say that the filu cherev chadam unachas al tzavar shel adam. So al yisayish, he's not allowed to be miayish, because he can't tell. And it means in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and in terms of what you do, basically. I mean, derech hachayim in yahadas. I mean, from the avos and from the Torah is. Godless is from what they were able to do under the circumstances. So Nachum Ish Gamzer was an individual. He didn't give up. He said, just a second, I need to change the situation. But now I have to use my chachma. I have to figure out a way how to change this for the good. So that's why it says, Eliyahu HaNavi, when it goes, Chazal say Eliyahu HaNavi came and he was medame himself like one of them. And he said, maybe this is a dirt from Avraham Avinu, who was successful against the four Malachim. Okay, so what it means is, in my opinion, what it means is he had Gili. Whenever it says, like the Rambam says, whenever it says in the Torah Malach, it means it was Nevoah. When Chazal say Eliyahu Navi, it means Gili. It means Gili. Gili means that the person is on a level where they're able to partake, I mean, to think in a way of gilui, which means they could tune into das elyon, okay, to see deeper into the situation. So he thought, and it's like the Rambam says that what is a ruach hakodesh? Ruach hakodesh is where all the person's energies are directed in an above human capability fashion. So he directed his chachma at Gil Eliyahu. That means he saw a chachma that an ordinary person would not see. It was like Ruach HaKadosh, I mean, that he was able to see a certain idea. And that idea was that he was able to convince them that, on the contrary, that you think we brought dirt, but we have a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says that the dirt is that Avraham Avinu had special dirt. And with his dirt, he could defeat armies. How did he win against the four powerful Malachim? So also with the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Yitein kof v'chabo kakash nidav kashto. So he was able to convince them, you see. And they were goyim, I mean. They were of the Avodah Zarah, and they were had a mystical inclinations. So he was able to convince them that this dirt is the kind of dirt that they'll be successful. And like the Rambam says in the Maariv Avochim, he says, do Kameyas work or do they not work? So the Rambam says they work, if you believe in them. Okay? So that means that the power that Chazal recognized, and that's the same idea of a kol achar pisron, same idea. Chazal recognized that when a person really believes in something, that it gives them tremendous power, because they can summon up energies, courage, and energies which ordinarily they wouldn't be able to do. And you see that there's ma'aseh b'chol yom, that things like that happen. Okay, so what he did was he took the situation and he transformed it. He saw this was the only route he could take, basically. And he took the situation and transformed it into a whole different thing, presented them with a whole different thing. This is special dirt that we are giving, which comes from Avraham Avinu. And with this, you can win battles, and this has tremendous power. Plus, I mean, a Melech would say, it wouldn't take a chance with a thing like this if it weren't true. I mean, it's crazy. Never is a crazy idea. I mean, it must be, this is something to this. So apparently, The fact that it was such a strange kind of a situation, that itself, created the situation, the craziness of it. So they believed it, and they were at battle with it. They had a certain nation they couldn't conquer, and they went out, and they used it, and they were successful. That's what it means. They tested. It means they used it. They used it. No. It means they used it. So they used it, and it worked. And it worked. It worked because they believed it would work. Okay, this offer was regular offer, obviously. It was from this moment. Yeah. So then, and that's why, that's why when the other ones tried, that's what Chazal was saying. He came back to the inn on the way back, so they thought, they really believed it too. I mean, you see that apparently in this, that Medina, they were prone to believing these kind of things. Because why did these guys? That's what Chazal told us the rest of the story, really, to show you that he really hit on something that was true. Because why did these people? They believed it. They really thought that that's true. And they went and they took all the dirt and they brought it to the Kesar. Because apparently that was the mentality of the people. Otherwise, these guys wouldn't do it. They think it's crazy. And they brought it to the Kesar. But there was only one problem. When they brought it to the Kesar, it wasn't the same situation. And on the contrary, they looked like opportunists. So, because in terms of Klal Yisrael, the Kesar thought that nobody would ever do a thing like this. That'd be crazy. I mean, to take a chance like this. So there was credibility. But these guys, they knew that, people that are opportunists and they want to capitalize on the situation, so they kill them. So that's really the Maima Chazal. So the Maima Chazal is an unbelievable Maima Chazal. I mean, it shows you the real godless of Nochem Ishgamzu. That he was in a situation where anybody else would have been completely emotionally undone. It would not be able to function. And yet, on the spur of the moment, and that's what Chazal says, Ruach HaKodesh, because it's above normal for a person to be able to do that. So through Ruach HaKodesh, he was able to take the situation and instantly convert it into something which was the biggest success, a bigger success than it would have been originally, a greater success than if he would have brought the jewels. Okay? And they sent him out. You see, they filled him up with jewels, and they sent him out with covenant. On the contrary, that's what Chazal was showing. Chazal was showing a person a tremendous limud. That a person many times, and that's what Chazal says. Not just one ma'aseh. I mean, Chazal say la olam. What does he want to say in the Gemara Brachos? Yeah. Which means to say that many times in life a person loses out. Why? Because he thought he wanted one good situation. And something happened which had the appearance of a catastrophe. But he was completely thrown, you see. And instead of being thrown, if the person would look into the situation and use the chachma, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him through the Tzelem Elokim, he could have converted that situation and made it better than the original situation. That's what Chazal are telling you. That's what Chazal are telling you. But that requires a very high degree of Shleimus Adam. A very high degree. That's Nochem Ish Gamzu. Why do they call him Ish Gamzu? Because he had that Shleimus. He had that Shleimus Adam. That's a rare quality. Yeah. By the way, this has practical relevance. Of course practical relevance in everyday life, but I mean it has practical relevance three times a day, basically, in tefillah. Because the Gemara is an interesting Gemara. So the Gemara says basically that it's a pasuk. V'amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. Mishum Rav Meir. La'olam yu dvarav shel adam mu'otin lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his words should be very, very limited. Okay? Shenemar. You see, Goyim Lahavdul, they're always talking to God. The Chazal say just the opposite. La'olam yu dvarav shel adam mu'otin lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very limited. You shouldn't be so quick to say a word before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki olakim b'shamayim va'ata ala oratz al ken yud v'rachem atim. What does it mean? Of course, olakim b'shamayim. What does it mean? What it means is because olakim is b'shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the full emes. He's the only one that knows the emes, knows the truth. Vata loretz. It's a mashal. It means to say that the person is higher up, he can see more. So it's a mashal. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not b'shamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any makam. But who makam shel olam? They know the makam. But it's a mashal. It means b'shamayim means that person that's higher, so he could always see more. Kim b'shamayim, he has the view, the ultimate view of the emes. Vata loretz, you're creeping on the ground. What do you see? You can't see anything. Okay, you just see a little small. It'd be like a person in a plane looks down at a city, and then one individual in the street. I mean, who could see more? So that's the muscle. So al ken yud varechom ma'atim. It means to say that when a person is mispalel, he has to be careful how he's mispalel. Shouldn't just be mispalel. Be very careful. You say that this shouldn't happen, that shouldn't happen, this is bad, that's bad. You don't know. So that's why you should be a person should be very careful before he says anything in a tefillah. He should be boy rachmi, Chazal say. Boy rachmi. He should ask for midas rachman. But in particulars, you have to be very careful. Because a lot of times, things that you think are really bad, on the contrary, this could be an event that's tied to a whole chain of other events where you wouldn't want what you think is good. It would be the worst thing, like the guy, like the shutter from in the business over there with his foot. So you have to be careful. Hotzi dovel efnei olakim, before you say particulars, before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Al tavar al picha. You have to be very careful and don't rush quickly to say things because of a kimbash mayim v'atal arts. Remember, atal arts. Your vision isn't really too good. So before you formulate a tefillah, it takes chachma to formulate a tefillah. You have to think into it. Exactly what you're going to say. Is this really a bad thing or maybe on the contrary? So that's what Chazal said. So that's a pasuk in Kehelas. It has a practical application as well. Practical application in terms of tefillah. That a person, when they're mispalel, has to be careful. They shouldn't say what appears to them at this point to be dovara. Not necessarily. You might not want to be misspelled that this thing should go away. This thing may be the best thing that could happen to you. Okay? That's what Chazal said. That's the Gemara Brachos, right after Ma'aser with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Ma'aser with Akiva. That's the Gemara said. Right, the Rav one time said, it says, Kol Nige Libo. So the Rav said, interesting, the Rav said, I mean, it's just a, another bit of riot for it. He said intuitively, I mean, he said, yes, it's true, a person has a right to say everything before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Nige Libo has a right. But is that really a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel b'pon and me'iros? He said no. So it's different. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the midas rachmim extends to the fact that God gives us certain rights. I mean, you have a right to mispal. Yeah, a person has a right to say no isser, ain't isser b'davar. But is it the right thing to do? Then it depends. And the shleimus sa'adam, in terms of a person who's on a real level of shleimus, his tefillahs are different. And a person who's a shleim, he is a shleim, is different. His tefillahs are different. Everything's different. So Chazal telling you a higher level. You can't tell this to just anybody. I mean, for an ordinary person, even a guy is mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol nige libo. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the right to do it. And on his level, that's the right thing for him to do. But does that represent the ultimate Shleimus Adam? I mean, were Chazal mispal like that? No, I mean, obviously, just like a person who's a greater Shalom, his learning is different, his Iyun is different, his Yedias Hashem is different, his Tefillah is different. All different. Yeah. I mean, the stories are really complementary, actually. The stories are complementary. The story of Akiva and the story with Nochem Ish Gamzu are complementary. But the story of Nochem Ish Gamzu, in my opinion, even goes further. And that's what it's being the story by Nochem Ish Gamzu. It's showing you that he wants to show you that midah. But by Rabbi Akiva was something where he didn't get upset, didn't bother him. Okay, and it turned out that was the best thing. And Nochem Ish Gamzu was it says Gil Elio of it. It doesn't say Gil Elio by Rabbi Akiva. It says Gil Elio because he was able to take it and use it. For that's a much, much harder thing to do. I mean, to sit back and say you're not going to worry, that's one thing. But to be able to be in the face of a situation which is a horror and immediately act on a situation, that's a much harder thing to do. Okay, that's correct. That means that a person, that means, that's right, that's correct, that's a good point. They're saying Gamzu L'tova, it means not just indifferent, not just that you don't know, but it's even good, it's even good. That's because that's simply because a person should always ascribe tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, even in his realm, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Rachamim, and we say the Chesed Hashem Me'olam V'Olam, so he shouldn't just say, well, maybe this way, maybe that way, but since it's possible that it's a tov, he should ascribe the tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's correct. If a person were talking about a boss of a dom, and a boss of a dom were a good person, and you saw he did something, you'd assume, because he's a good person, that he did a good thing. So Allah has come v'chama, Malach Malachem Lachem Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Ava Rachamim, so certainly when you see something, you should ascribe good. That's logical. That's correct. I didn't bring out that aspect. That's correct. In any realm, even in Ashgacha Klolius, in any realm. What? Even in Ashgacha Klolius, a person in Mechuyav to say as a Tov. Ashgacha Klolius is pretty good. Look around at the world that a person has, and see as a Tov. That's what I'm saying. Chazal didn't say that a person should be a fool. I mean, a person sees Yosef was Ben Zakunim, was Bar Chakim, he was supposed to be the head of the next door. I mean, and he was the one that Yaakov recognized supposed to be head, and he's done. He's lost. You don't say Gamzu L'tova. There's a Stam HaShaita. That person has to go by what he sees. I mean, a person has to be done. I mean, a person has to be done. At certain times, you can't say it. I mean, but he's just saying, insofar as it's possible. It's an interesting thing. Even by Yosef HaTzadik, you see that's Gacho as well. Elikim Chashav L'tova. But there's a realm where a person can't go beyond. A person cannot. On the contrary, if a person would say Gamzu L'tova on something like that, it would be achzarius. It would be achzarius. The person would say that he lost a son, achmon atzlan, and this son would have been a gadol ador, and you'd say, gamzel tov, he'd be an achzar. Baruch Dayan Emes wasn't an invention of Nochem Ish Gamzel. Not talking about Baruch Dayan. Baruch Dayan, yeah, Kodesh Baruch was a Dayan. So you have to mekabel the din. But the mekabel the din is a different kind of a thing than Gamzel Tova. It's a different idea. It's not the same realm. It's a different idea. Yeah, apparently, yeah. It's true. No, it's true. The Rambam and Pirshim Mishnayis, says on the, says that Chazal is saying on this Mishnah, this interpretation. Yeah, but there's two things. In other words, I guess. That was apparently the halacha is that a person is chayav adam levarach ala ra, kishim shevarach ala tov, is on two levels. First of all, on his own framework. Even in his own framework, where he thinks that something is bad, you understand? So on the contrary, this something should be ascribed to the good in his own framework. But even in his own framework, for instance, if it's an onesh, let's say the person is nenash, you say baruch dayan emes when a person achmalas on a velus. So what are you going to say? It's a good thing. So if that's the case, so what's the whole story of the Rekiva? So if he would have been in the city, he would have been killed, but he'd also be good. So what's the whole story? This is crazy, it doesn't make any sense. What it means is that there's two things over here. When a person's Mavarech al Aroi, there are two things. First of all, he shouldn't jump to the conclusion that it really is a Roi even. It's not necessarily an Onish even. It could be the biggest brother. Is in the framework of the ultimate always a good. They're both true. They're both correct. And when a person is mevarech, he's mechuyif to have both, to be mevarech on both levels. That it's always latav, and a person should know, even insofar as his limited idea of the good, events which take place, a person's mechuyif mevarech, and to assume that it's latav, and not to think, and not to jump to the conclusion that it's lara. And even things in Rahman al-Salam in case of an onesh or something, even that a person should know also is always latav, because ultimately in the real framework, it is always that which is in the physical framework is bad, is in the ultimate framework for a tzaddik is always good. Yeah. So sometimes you can see the good. Sometimes you can't see the good. Yeah. But I want you to understand something. I mean, and this is something I say all the time. I mean, you can't say that the only good, the Maaser of the Kiva is a mushel. But you can't say the only good is a good like that because of the fact that he saved his life and his physical life. There are many times there are bad situations in the physical world which a person can learn from and improve in terms of the world of ruchnius. I mean, this is a bigger good than a person saving his possessions. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? So the good, in other words, the ultimate good, is the thing that a person should really value even greater than the good of the physical world. But what Chazal is showing is that on both levels, of course. Means that everything is in the ultimate situation we know is always latav. But even in the situation you may have the right framework, like by Nochem Ish Gamzel, you may have the right framework. Yeah, the right framework. It was good for Klal Yisrael to be spared. I mean, that they should be successful in representing themselves properly before the Kesar. That was good. Just because an event occurred, it didn't mean that wasn't the good. You understand? It's a double framework. That's what Chazal is on. Okay. As a person has to be done the situation, that takes tremendous chachma to be able to be done the situation. I mean, Mordechai and Shushan HaBeiri didn't say Gamzul HaTova. I mean, He left Knesset Kol Yehudim. You have to take chachma. I mean, the Chazal, that's not, if you're looking for a simple formula, you're not going to find it. What Chazal has shown you is an idea, a concept. This idea is a true idea. The idea, namely, that the fact that people jump to conclusions and assume that something is a ra, when in fact it might be the greatest tov, is a denial of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of the Sfuno Soin Cheker, and that very assumption is false. So in life you should not be guided by that assumption. Does that mean that when a person dies, that is bad? No, Vayar Hashem Ki Tov Zayom HaMisa. So that's also good, but that's a different framework. But you have to understand there's different ideas here. There are different ideas that Chazal are mentioning. You can't mix two different ideas, and one is not a contradiction to the other. Basically, what Chazal is saying is that a person has to deal in reality, and you don't drop right away. You don't drop your idea of what the good is. The first thing is examine. Maybe on the contrary, maybe this is really in line with that good. Okay, I mean there are priorities in how you approach life. I mean, there's chachma. You have to use chachma in how you approach life. You can't. It's not just a simple formula. Yes. But a philosopher would say you don't know, but Nachum would say that on the contrary, that and besides, is Meluma Benisim, when it says Meluma Benisim, has another implication in Meluma Benisim. Meluma Benisim means that he has a greater knowledge of the Ashgacha than other people. That's what it means. It means, because what is Meluma Benisim? Nisim means, Nisim over here does not mean a nace. There's different. The word nes has different meanings. Nes doesn't always mean something that's chutz to teva, that's outside the teva. V'araya you say v'al misecha shabachol yam emanu. Misecha shabachol yam emanu v'sechad what? Every day you have kriyas yamsev every day. It's chutz to teva. Doesn't mean it. Doesn't mean it's chutz to teva. The word nes could also mean hashgacha. It's hashgacha. It's hashgacha. So it means in Malum Benis means he knows the Ashgacha better than he knows the Ashgacha better also. So therefore he's able to determine, he's able to make a more proper determination of the situation. There's a lot of ideas here. I'm just emphasizing one point. Yes. Yeah, because Rashi says the chicken would have, the rooster would have crowed and the donkey would have brayed, so then he would have been discovered. Correct.